Blog Talk Radio.
Pain hits fast, so get relief fast. Only Tylenol Rapid Release shows have laser-drilled holes. They release medicine fast for fast pain relief. Tylenol Rapid Release Gels.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
You send me swinging. Oh, you send me swinging.
My
All right, everybody. You are now listening to The Power of Thoughts with me, your host, Tiana Speaks. We are Beverly Nation. This is brought to you by WBNN and a product of Ngozi Times Multimedia. Dial in 516-453-9133. We are airing live out of Lagos, Nigeria, but we also air in 40-plus countries, and we have 23 million listeners. First, I would like to say thank you to our 23 million listeners. I appreciate every single one of you. And I have a wonderful guest today by the name of Sam Litt, and he will definitely be speaking to me about ADHD. Recently, I watched a video with Trevor Noah, and if you're not familiar with it, please familiarize yourself with this video. It absolutely resonated with me. I've never actually been officially diagnosed with it, but I have a lot of symptoms, and my focus is absolutely terrible, and I'm not ashamed to say it because I know there's a lot of people out there that are struggling the same way I am. But not only will I be talking about ADHD, I will be talking about misophonia. I will also be talking about hyperacusis. So those out there who are listening who suffer with this condition, know that you are not alone. And I will also be talking about the power of words. Words, you can speak life into someone. You can speak death into someone. There's a lot of times that I've talked to people. They remember something that their teacher has said to them from second grade, and they could be 50 years old. And in their mind, they still believe what this teacher said. So teachers, anyone that's a teacher out there, I take my hat off to you because you are the foundation of children who do decide, or the parents who decide to send their kids to school and don't homeschool them. You are basically with this child at least 8 hours a day. So what you speak into this child is very important. That child needs to know that he is worthy of love, worthy of being able to educate himself further. So please be careful with what comes out of your mouth, the sentences that you formulate, because this is an adult that is going to grow up and go into society and needs the necessary foundation to succeed. Sometimes people don't get this at home. You might be the only lifeline that this person has. So I'm going to go into something else, and I want to speak about just relationships. It's not necessarily a boyfriend and girlfriend or wife and husband, even familial relationships, brother and sister, mother and son, mother and daughter, father and son, and father and daughter. A lot of times your parents shape who you are. They shape your disposition. There is a common debate, you know, nature versus nurture. And I really can't say because for me personally, if I'm speaking about my personal experiences, I have some characteristics of my parents, but I also told myself when I was younger that I would not keep the characteristics that I did not like from my parents. And I'm not ashamed to say that. And that's why I am who I am today. And I wouldn't want to be anyone else in this whole entire world. And that is my aim with the power of thought, to actually help you think different, to have a different perception of life. So that way you can free your mind. That way you can live a healthier life. That way you can breathe easier. When you walk through any door, you will feel confident and you won't feel like anyone is above you, because we all have the special characteristics that are different, what make us different, I would say, and we should be proud of those. There's a lot of things about me that I didn't understand that I'm learning to understand at this very moment about myself, just like things that I would be ashamed to share, which I'm not now. I'll give you an example. Let me go back to ADHD. I have a problem with watching shows. There's a lot of times I can watch shows. If I don't watch it on a regular basis, sometimes I won't remember the show. I'll have to go back and watch maybe a couple of minutes of the last episode to remember even the character sometimes, you know. And I know a lot of this also could be contributed to my fibromyalgia. But There's times that if I'm alone, I'm better watching a show with someone else versus watching it by myself, because my focus is so terrible that there's times that I've had to rewind the same show 6 times because I missed what one of the characters said in the show, and my mind just drifts off within a couple of seconds. This happens. So what I'm going to do just right now is I would like to introduce my guest, Sam Led. Are you there?
Sam, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Wonderful.
Let me tell you, ladies and
gentlemen. Wonderful.
Yes. I'm so happy to have you. I want to introduce you early because I want you to get all the words out that you possibly can.
Well, just before you do that, though, I just want to say you're doing amazing. Your show and what you're sharing with the world is absolutely brilliant, and it's empowering so many people to see their own light. So just want to put it out there.
Thank you. I'm speaking off the top of my head right now. I am. So thank you so much.
And it's wisdom. It's pure wisdom.
Thank you. That's so wonderful. Thank you so much. I do aim to, like, my so Sam, let me tell you, my life, I feel like, you know, I love 70s and 80s music. That's my favorite type of music, you know, and it's still relevant today. You can play it, and people love it. That's what I want to be when I die. I want people to still love what I did. I want to still be in the hearts of millions because I did a change in this world when I'm still 100 years from now. Like, I want my name to be known, but not because I want the recognition. I just want people to be able to live a healthier life mentally, physically, emotionally because of something that I left here on this earth. That is my mission and my legacy. And I thank you today for coming on this show to being able to contribute to that. I really appreciate it very, very much. The conversation that I had with you today, ladies and gentlemen, I just met Sam, okay, and the little bit of time that I spoke to him, he shared so much wisdom with me that he is going to absolutely blow you away today. I am confident in the information that he is going to share. He's absolutely wonderful. So, Sam, let me ask you, have you been diagnosed with?
Fortunately, yes. And actually, listen to those words when I say fortunately, because I was missed, and you know, the transformational work that I do with my clients, being a coach and an author and having a podcast on mental health, it's called The Fearless Now, and my book is, which, not to plug myself, but it's called Beyond ADHD, is seeing beyond the label of ADHD and understanding how mind really works, how we work as human beings, not how we've been conditioned to believe what ADHD is, or what the medical community innocently, which there's some great practitioners, great clinicians out there have been conditioned to tell us what ADHD is. But I was diagnosed over 21 years ago, being misdiagnosed all kinds of other stuff, which isn't really important. And just being growing up, just having a mind that works differently, not broken, not defective, not, there was no deficit there. It's just like, no one told me how to use my mind. We were taught how to memorize stuff in school. And again, there's some great teachers out there, and there's some great people out there that really want to do the wonderful work for our children to help them be successful in later in life. But innocently, you know, it's very natural for the human being to find what's wrong, because we are, our brains are wired that way. Because what does a brain want to do? It wants to keep us safe. So it wants to keep us protected. It wants us to not to go out and go on a show like yours and share some stuff with a whole bunch of wonderful folks. It wants to keep us safe. So as human beings, we are, you know, just through our own self-protection system, we want to keep things really small. And so we want to point out the problems. Mm. And that's wonderful when it comes to, like, okay, you know, looking at how we learn and how we behave and how we habituate into society. But at the same time, innocently, we're missing a whole lot. We're missing a whole lot when it comes to how mind really works. We have an idea how the machinery works, but there's so much beyond the limited information that we currently have. which is both a blessing and a curse, of course. And again, I look at this as, you know, we're not attention deficit, we're just attention different. And so I wanted to begin by saying that. Long answer to a short question you asked me.
It's okay. So I know I was speaking to you. I noticed as a child, I had a trouble paying attention in school. And it was like the teacher was talking, but I was never present. Like I would just be somewhere else. And I find myself still doing that at times. You know, like I basically can, like I'm very intelligent. I know this. So it doesn't make me feel like I'm not intelligent, but the focusing part of it is sometimes very hard for me. Sometimes I'm more focused and I'm doing more things at one time versus just doing one thing. For instance, watching TV, if I'm doing something on my phone and watching TV, I can pay attention better than me just watching TV and just staring at the screen and the characters. So it's a little bit easier for me. I don't know why, but when I never really realized how much of a problem I had. And, like, my friends know that I have trouble paying attention, but guess what? It's kind of, maybe it wasn't normal back then, but it's kind of, like, normalized a little bit now. So it's kind of funny. I love that you mentioned that.
Yeah. And it's we all, including myself, that has, you know, ADHD mind is a brilliant, creative, empathic, curious, high performance mind. It's kind of like if you're into like, you know, cars and F1 races. We have a very very high speed high performance F1 car between our ears. You know, these are like the $500,000 race cars that are, you know, that are competing. But with that, and I want to go back to what your statement was about like being in not being able to focus in school, is that because we have this race car engine between our ears, this machinery, this brilliant supercomputer, it requires special maintenance. Like you wouldn't put tires that you would put on a Honda Accord onto a McLaren F1 race car that costs $500,000. You just wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't put the same brakes on a Honda that you would put on a race car. And you wouldn't put the same kind of gasoline. And I use that as a metaphor because of the fact that we're trying to as in society and through our education system, try to bring kids with these super brilliant minds that just work differently into the same box as a Honda mind. And there's nothing wrong with a Honda mind. You know, some people say neurodivergent and then neurotypical. But what you're describing and what I experience that all the time. We call it mind wandering, call it, you know, like tuning out, you know, going into the ethers, into the cosmic ethers of our mind. That's actually a gift. And no one's ever told me this. And this is what I do with my clients, is that that's the brain telling us we're going too fast. Even though we might not be doing anything, our brain's just going too fast. It's like it's in a cycle right now. You know, we don't have control of our thoughts, right? We don't have control over any of that. Thought and thinking is moving through us. They're not our thoughts. It, some people call it an energy if you want to get metaphysical. But what's happening is our brain's processor is saying, Sam, slow down. Slow down.
Right.
It's saying pivot to presence. That's all it's saying. It's actually the brilliant design of the system telling us to either slow down and to get present. I call it a call to prayer. You know, like if I'm sitting in a meeting with, or I'm working with somebody, a client, and I'm just spacing out for some reason, I back off that space, that feeling, and I'm like, oh, I'm not present. I need to get present. It's that easy, but our mind wants to complicate it. Our mind wants to say, no, stay there. But there's also, it's also brilliant because sometimes when we mind wander, we get present on our own, and that's when we come up the next big idea. That's when we figure out solutions to our problems. So the ADHD brain is a gift, even though we've been told that it's a deficit, a disability, it's a problem. And that's where we've got it wrong. Because let me just tell you something real quick. I'm going to just sum this up. We our brain loves to blame something outside of us for the reason why we're feeling this way, for the reason why we're spaced out, for the reason why we're you know, mind wandering. And that's very natural. But you know, we're not living in the world of our outside circumstances, what's going on outside of us. We're living in the world of our thinking, whether you're ADHD or not. Very, very simple, but our brain likes to complicate everything. So like, I look at that as it's a call to presence, and some, you can call whatever you want, but yeah.
Hey, well, thank you for sharing that, but our owner, I have to introduce you to Brother O. He is our DJ. He also chooses the music to listen, and we will have a track next by international DJ legend Odlasky.
You all day. Need to tell you about it.
Now listening to WBNN Beverly Nation, please call in at 516 453-9133. You're now listening to The Power of Thoughts with me, Tiana Speaks, and my special guest, Sam Lead. If you're just tuning in, he's given us some wonderful information about ADHD, and we will continue speaking about this. Sam, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes.
Yeah.
So I want to ask a few questions and just maybe share a few of my experiences. Sometimes I find it kind of funny when people lose focus. So for me personally, I have fibromyalgia, and a symptom of fibromyalgia is brain fog. And you can actually forget what you're saying in the middle of speaking to someone. And I've had so many embarrassing moments in the past. And I say in the past because now it doesn't really happen to me too much, but if it does, it does not embarrass me anymore because I realize what it came from. And I actually learned this from someone I met on Facebook with the same condition, probably back in 2010. I didn't have answers for it. Now, when it comes to attention span, I have a lot of people in the industry, you know, and it's funny when I'm asking them a question in business, I remember one person in the middle of me talking, she goes, wait, what? Like, she didn't hear anything I said. Her focus was somewhere else. And it becomes kind of comical sometimes. But I understand it. I understand it, and I don't judge it because sometimes I'm there myself. Sometimes someone can be talking to me, and I'm totally zoned out. And it's not on purpose. It's just my brain just can't stay on this one particular conversation. But I will tell you, let me go back to when I was in school and I told you I couldn't focus. There was one thing, when I'm interested in something, I really focus. So in 9th and 10th grade, I learned Spanish, read it and write it until this very, very day. It is something I wanted to learn. And my teacher was Russian, but it changed my life. And because of me being able to learn this language, I can actually understand other languages. So it's something that I'm really focused on. Now, when it comes to reading, I love books. I get excited. You know, I probably bought, and this is not an exaggeration, probably 30 books in this last month and a half. I'm not kidding. There was a sale, and it just excites me to be able to learn and read. But my problem is reading a book to the end. A lot of times I'll read a book and I won't finish it, but I'll gain knowledge from it, but I won't finish it to the end. And I know that's a problem that I have. So what would you recommend? Because I know that I have, you know, I procrastinate at times because I'm so overwhelmed with so many different things. What would you recommend for a person who's so overwhelmed with so many different things to be able to focus at times? What is your technique personally that you do?
That's a great, great question. And the short answer to that is you don't need techniques because, you know, the ADHD mind is this interest-based brain. Okay. So that's why ADHD minds, we hyper-focus on stuff, right? If we really like it. And that's why if you look at some of the most successful people in the world, they all have ADHD. And some of them, have, you know, come out and say they have ADHD or not. And they, in the most wealthy, the wealthiest people or most prolific people have it. And that's a gift, the hyper-focused gift. Now, when we see like that's our gift, that's something that we really can really get some benefit out of, you know, we can milk it. But when it comes to like, you know, having that special interest brain, you also have to see it. Well, yeah, there's some things we have to do in life. They're not that interesting, right? But when it comes to like when we have things like brain fog, because whether we have fibromyalgia or not, or you know, a lot of people, folks out there that are, you know, that suffer with fibromyalgia, brain fog, again, I'm not saying that it's an easy thing to deal with. It's also a call to presence. And it really is that simple. When we feel overwhelmed, when we feel like totally overstimulated, and I personally, that happens to me all the time, but it's not that feeling of overstimulation that is causing our suffering. It really isn't. Our brain likes to complicate this. It wants to point fingers. Well, it's because of this. It's because of that. It's the story, our inner dialogue, our our inner self-talk. We have this constant narrative narrating our second-by-second reality as we're living. As I'm talking to you, I have an inner narrator. You have an inner self-talk, right? And
yeah.
If you remove that, right? If you remove that, then you just have brain fog. It's neutral. So brain fog, and again, and everyone's brain's different, whether you have ADHD or not. And I'm not a physician. I'm not a clinician. I mean, I'm a coach and speaker. So I can't give professional, you know, medical advice. But what I can say is, and when I have brain fog, when I'm feeling spaced out, I automatically seeing, oh, I'm not present right now. Sam is not present. Okay. Sam needs to back off whatever thinking he has on board, and he needs to pivot to presence. It's that simple. There is no technique you need. And also on top of that, our brain has an automatic self-settling system, a brain fog settling system. We're not in brain fog all the time. We have moments that we could be, you know, either caught up in a whole bunch of thinking or just feeling spaced out, like you're just sitting there and listening to someone speak and you're like, I don't know what he just said. Went through one ear out the other and I need to act. It's okay to ask that person again to repeat themselves. I do it all the time, right? Like the part of it that gets us in trouble, right? I mean, which gets us to suffering is this story we're telling ourselves about the brain fog. It's like, you know, and I always say this, you know, when people are diagnosed with cancer, it's a horrible thing. You know, no one likes cancer. You know, and it's a tough health journey, but it's not the cancer that's causing the suffering besides the physical stuff. Obviously, it's cancer. Oh my God, I have cancer, right? It's the doom and gloom story our inner self talk is telling us. When that happens, when you're feeling like, oh my God, I'm in brain fog, and what I do, I'm in, you know, I can't get my thoughts together, I can't get my focus together. That is a beautiful example of the brilliant design of our mind's supercomputer. I call it a supercomputer, telling us to back off and to get present. And you can just get present. Now, if you try to add a technique on top of that, and again, I'm not speaking for everyone, and it's techniques work for some people listening right now, then great. But in my experience, and I can only speak from my experience, when you add techniques and other tools to try to fix something that's not broken, right? That's just how your brain works. You add more thinking on top of thinking and it overcomplicates things. Yeah, techniques can be beneficial, but it's a lot of work. It's like pulling a lot of levers to fix something that's not broken in the first place. It's just how a mind works, just how your brain works. You know, and I always say, like, no two brains are the same. Brains are as different as the billions of stars in the sky. It's so, you know, idiosyncratic. So I hope that answered your question. Or not.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. So what I want to do, and I do things a little differently maybe than someone else would do. Normally they would have probably went into the symptoms of ADHD, but what I wanted people to hear, to see is the things that I said, if they felt like, oh man, I go through that too, so they're more interested. So I want to know, can you tell me what are the symptoms of ADHD? If you were to speak in your own words.
No, that's a great question. And it's very idiosyncratic, which means that my experience with a mind that works a little differently than, say, quote unquote, because there's no brains are normal. Every brain, you know, takes a little differently than a quote unquote neurotypical brain. So some people with this type of, we call it a neurotype, have very sensitive brains. So we feel emotions really deeply, right? It's like, emotions are sometimes can be like lint on a lint brush. Think of like the emotion like lint on a lint brush. And if we don't know how the mind really works and how we work, it can be really uncomfortable, right? And another, you know, a typical symptom is distraction, being easily distracted or getting caught up in your thinking, which happens a lot. And again, these are not symptoms. These are just, I always call it like, this is like part of the experience of having a brilliant mind is that you're going to have, you know, it's like cards us, right? You're going to have certain kind of quirks. You're going to have these kind of manifestations, or you can call a manifestation of a brain that's working really, really fast, working really, you know, it's working all the time. Another ADHD symptom And it's also very common is oversharing, where we overshare ourselves. And again, there's nothing wrong with oversharing, because what oversharing is telling us is that we're caught up in the oversharing story. And so discernment and self-awareness is so huge. And it doesn't it doesn't mean that we need to stop anything. It just means that we can step back from it. If say we're at work and we overshare something about our weekend to our boss, and it may not be appropriate for in the context of the situation, it's a brilliant learning lesson, because it just means that we just need to be a little bit more present to what is, and to be just have some more self-awareness and discernment. Another common feature, right, which is talked about a lot, is impulsivity, right? And not stopping to take a step back when all these thoughts are moving through us. Because remember, and I don't think I mentioned this earlier, is that, you know, we receive our stimuli. Stimuli is coming at us all at once. So say you're sitting in a mall, you know, in the food court, you're receiving all the smells and all the sights and all the sounds all at once. And it's hitting us all at once. And the part of the brain, which is the prefrontal cortex, which is kind of our executive function area, we don't have a filter like, I'm going to use it again, because again, no two brains are alike. A neurotypical, where it has this filter that can organize all the stimuli coming in all at once. And so we're like, okay, you know, what do I do with all this information? What do I do with all the stimuli? So it can feel like, because people don't know what to do with the information or the stimuli, they just pick one piece of stimuli or one thought out and throw it out and see what sticks. And that can lead to impulsivity and a lot of other things. But the brilliant part of that, and I want to turn this into a positive, because it really is the ADHD brain sees patterns. We're great pattern recognizers. We see things. We pick up details in conversations, in our observations, mm-hmm. just being around in the world. That's why a lot of intuitives and people that are just very intuitive and just empathic, you know, are so skilled at it, because of the fact that the details that are just out there, that the filter that a neurotypical brain might have that would filter out kind of some of the data and organize it like in a file system, that's thrown out. So we see details, we see patterns, we're great pattern recognizers when it comes to human behavior, when it comes, you know, at work, when it comes to remembering certain details. But then again, it gets lost in the minutia if we're not seeing it as, oh, I need to be a little bit more self-aware. I need to have a little bit more discernment. I don't need to take on every piece of stimuli that's coming into me as something I need to tackle, right? Like sometimes we get like focused on the wrong details, right? Especially at work, yeah. Which, you know, can lead to time, you know, wasting time. And the other one is time blindness in some folks. Like we spend, you know, the worst thing to happen to me as a Gen Xer, right, is social media, because what happens? It's, you know, it's stimuli, it's bright, shiny lights and pictures and videos. You know, if we're not careful, we can spend a whole afternoon just looking through our Facebook. And that's not that there's something wrong with us. Again, I use the metaphor is like, you know, if you're going to be a race car driver, you're going to go to race car driving school, right? We ADHD brains need to go to ADHD, learn how to operate our brilliant brain school, so to speak. And we didn't learn that through our general education. You know, we learned how to memorize stuff. We didn't learn how to use our mind. We didn't learn about how to see what emotions really are, or when we are feeling overwhelmed, what that really is and how to deal with it. And only, unfortunately, you know, like a lot of our prison population has ADHD because of impulsivity and because of birthing thoughts into the world that may not be appropriate. And so not because they're stupid or they're not, you know, intelligent people, or they can't, be in society, is it because they weren't taught how to use their mind to work for them? You know, we're just taught how to memorize. Right.
You touched on some really, really, really great things, and I'm going to remind you of these things, like actually good topics. But we're going to have a track next by international DJ legend Olazki.
rather be with you than having some crazy fight than be on top of the globe.
By WBNN, Beverly Nation, and a product of Imposy Times Multimedia. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to talk to us and join the conversation. I have my special guest, Sam Lett, and you are listening to The Power of Thoughts with Tiana Speaks. We have caller 1 in queue. Caller 1, who are you and where are you calling from?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your 72-year-old grandmother got twerk videos on TikTok and IG while she was in the kitchen near the refrigerator with 87 pink Victoria's Secret on. What's good?
Hi, Clev. So how are you enjoying the show?
Oh, man, I'm enjoying the show like always, you know what I'm saying? I'm just in the bleachers, you know what I mean, with paint on my face, you know what I mean, you know, kicking nachos out of people's hand, you know, in the bleachers, you know what I mean? That's how hype I am off of this show here, you know? But shout out to your guest tonight as well, you know what I mean? Before I get started, I wanted to say something. I wanted to elaborate on something real quick in regards to what you talk about here with this ADHD stuff here. See, because what people have to understand is that we all have a slight percentage of it in all of us, you know what I'm saying? Where, you know, we all get distracted, you know what I'm saying, trying to talk on the phone and drive at the same time, you know what I mean, beat your kids, change a diaper and fry chicken at the same time, all kinds of stuff, you know what I mean? This is how old people, old women can't cook because they never had took the time to pay attention, you know what I'm saying? The whole other thing is this. This is what else I noticed. All these things pertain to a lack of impatience, which everything pertaining to life requires it. You see what I'm saying? Whether it's something as small as pouring yourself a glass of water. You got a gallon of water and you got an 8-ounce cup, you pour too fast, what's going to happen? You're going to spill, you're going to spill things. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing about it is where you learn these sources of patience, because a lot of us are not born with a lot of it. You know what I mean? And due to these deficiencies and and how we are affected by childs as children, because, you know, some of us was getting bopped in the head while our mother was pregnant, still getting it in, you know what I mean, having them sex, listening to that Ronald Osley. You know what I'm saying? You know, some of y'all was getting bopped in the head still during pregnancy. So, you know, and then other things be happening. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying to you is where we find these guidances, you know what I'm saying, we gotta have more reliance and trust with who created us, first of all, you know what I'm saying, and know that whatever it is in front of us and whatever is on our path, if it was written for us, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be carried out, you know what I mean? All you got to do is cover your shield, wear your shield, wear your force field, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, that's what I got to say to that, because like I said, we all got a little bit of it, you know what I mean? Especially Clav One, you see what I'm saying? I can't remember nothing, you hear me? You know what I'm saying? You hear me? But check this out. I'm going to be on every third Wednesday of the month doing the Woo Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? Shout out the Master Killer, you know what I'm saying? Don't nobody know who he is, but he's the ninth person of the Wu-Tang Clan, you know what I mean? And that's what we're doing it, you know what I mean? Again, shout out to your guests. I'm Clav One. One half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully Side of Philadelphia. We had to beat your baby mom uncle up for stealing guns so we could sell them to buy crack back at the Fort Projects. Check the satellite.
Okay. So, we got through that. Now, you were... He's crazy. He didn't take his medication. Excuse him. All right, so you were talking about time blindness, and honestly, for me personally, and I'm not sure if this is what you're speaking about, but on my end, it's like I feel like there's not enough time in the day for me. The time just goes so fast, and sometimes I'm actually still. So I want to tell a story to people listening, and maybe it'll be a little bit inspirational. So back in, I think it was 2018 or 19, I had no knowledge of the music industry, and I'm going to try to make the story kind of a little bit shorter, but what happened was I ended up being at an event, and I was on another radio station prior to this one and did a show, and thanks to Ava Holly, she's also a host, and I'm sure she'll be calling in soon. And she's the reason why I'm on here, and also the owner of the station who's given me a platform to use my voice. But the other radio station, we were going to get executives of BET and other networks to do a talent show together. And one of the individuals on the stage, just his voice was absolutely amazing. So I walked up to him, and I said, you know, I told him about it. He said, you have to speak to the president and the CEO. So I did. And that day, I had such a problem back then with saving people's numbers. I meet so many wonderful people, even well-known people, and I forget to save their number. I don't do it anymore, but I used to. So I might have had at least 10 numbers that I didn't know who they belong to. So I ended up calling them back, trying to figure out who's who. So this one phone call I made lasted 5 hours and 40 minutes. I didn't know who I was calling, but I was calling the CEO of the label. And with that 5 hours and 40-minute conversation exactly, I was offered the position of vice president of this record label. And I didn't have any knowledge of the music industry back then, but I ended up doing contracts for this label, and I had no knowledge. I learned and I taught myself, and I'm what you call autodidactic. I'm a self-taught person. And I was doing contracts for them. Now I'm with a different label, and it's Stanford Music, and it's a two-time Grammy-nominated Haji from the UMCs. I transitioned into something else and even doing contracts for the production company, DiBernardo Productions, that I'm with as well. So I'm able to do this, but when I do contracts, there's a times like, are you done or when are you going to be done? I don't like that. That triggers my anxiety, and I won't do it. I can't focus. I can't function. Even if somebody's trying to be supportive, it's better that, you know, they just tell me, oh, okay, I hope you do a good job, and that's it, and just leave me alone, versus like, hey, do you think you're going to do a good job? Or do you think, like, I don't want to be asked any questions when I have to get something done, because it doesn't help me. It actually hurts me. It actually makes me shut down and not want to do anything at all. I don't function. I cannot function like that. I cannot function when I'm being bothered, when my mind, like, it's like I have my mind set on something. It's like if I want to walk to a door, and then somebody and 10 people are jumping out in front of me. That's what it feels like when somebody's trying to talk to me and ask me something while I'm trying to get something done. And I want to know, like, have you ever had that experience, or do you experience that same thing, or is that a symptom of ADHD?
I think all of us have had that experience. I don't think it's specifically ADHD, but I think so the ADHD mind, because it's so interest-based and because of how in terms of neurochemistry wise and how our brain works, when we get focused and hyper focused on something, you know, it's like hard to pull us away from it. Right. Which is a gift too, because we do great things when we're hyper focused on something we're really interested in. We produce great things. I myself, as an ADHDer, if you want to use that label, I've had that exact same experience. But again, it's because the mind is going so quick. It's like you ever try to the great example of this is like it's like trying to if a train starts moving and you're trying to catch the train, you know, you're trying to jump on the, you know, like you remember those movies, those like the Western movies where the train's going and the band is trying to grab onto the train to get onto the train to rob the train, and he slips and falls because the train's in motion. Well, our brains is moving so fast. That we can get caught up in what you just described, and that is because our brain is so sensitive. It's like lighting a match in the gas, you know, in a container of gasoline. You're going to get an explosion. Well, because the brain is so sensitive and it's moving so fast, and there's all this information coming all at once at us, it feels so raw and feels so kind of visceral. You know, there's a sensory experience to what you just shared. Independent of what the actual experience is. So when someone's like trying to like give you like a deadline or trying to like, you know, micromanage you, because we feel overwhelmed a lot of the time anyways, then overwhelm's not a bad thing. It's not. It gets a negative spin. Overwhelm isn't a bad thing. It's just how our mind works. It's like, you know, if you ever like learned about some of the famous abstract artists in the world, you know, Pollock or whomever out there, Koenig, you know, they were characters. They had a personality, and they were sometimes, you know, when they're caught up in their process and someone came into their studio and said, hey, when are you going to get this done? They probably throw a paintbrush at them, right? It's the same thing, but it doesn't have, but because we have to live in this world and function in society, we don't have to allow that feeling to overcome us and then, you know, act rudely to someone or say, hey, you know, please back off. Let me do this, you know, let me get this done. And also because we suffer when we, you know, feel this, that experience of, you know, I can't be told what to do. I'll just do, I'm going to do this my way, right? But again, that's just thought, mm-hmm. right? You can take a pause when that's happening inside of you. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to, like, practice something to back off that. You can just back off that thinking about that person coming in and saying, hey, you know, when is this going to be done or when can you get this done? You can back off that. You don't have to take on that thinking, and you can just mm-hmm. take, like, kind of a see that thinking for what it yeah. is. You can be the casual observer yeah. of that thinking. And sometimes you're going to mess up and act on thinking, you know, like everybody does. You know, we all, like, none of us are perfect. But being really curious, putting on the white lab coat and getting curious about what's going on in that moment, you know, there might be insecure thinking popping up. There could be old tapes popping up, old belief systems about, you know, your process and getting work done and old stuff that comes up about feeling insecure about it. It doesn't really matter. None of that's all noise. It has no meaning. It's telling us to really get present to what is and to pivot to the present moment, and also to see, like, it doesn't really mean anything. It's just thought and thinking. Yeah. It has no meaning. Well, it feels real, but it really isn't. And when you can say, mm-hmm. and when you can really ignore it and take a step back and see, like, I can have this experience and that feeling that you just described, right? And feeling right. like, you know, and some, you know, you have a deadline and you want to get something done, and someone comes in and tries to, you know, micromanage you or give you a verbal deadline. Those thoughts yeah. that come after that we experience, that feel uncomfortable, like we feel like, you know, that feeling of overwhelm, we don't have to take those thoughts on as truth. They don't have to be the sum total of our moment-to-moment experience at that moment. We can back off of it and get present. Because when we get present, we're not ADHD. When we're present, we don't have time blindness. When we're present, we're not impulsive. When we're present, we don't have ADHD. We're not ADHD all the time. Because that was the fact, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I'd be caught up in mind wandering somewhere. I'd miss the yeah. call. So like the piece
right
of,
now,
and I'm going to go ahead.
We have to go to our DJ would like to play a okay. track, and I would like you to finish, like, when the track is, when we come back from the commercial. So I thank you so much. So we have a track next by international internet DJ legend, Brother Olatsky.
Man, I got to add her to my top 8.
Daddy, oops. Can you come play a game with me, please, please, please?
Sorry, man. I'll be a better dad. I'll make sure I play with you, spend my time.
Give it up for my little baby girl. She's the only one in my world. She's the only one who really loves me. I can tell when she come and hugs me. Give it up for my little baby boy. Another one who brings me joy. Isn't right like the best friends. Bring my little man to the end.
It was so crazy what I came through. The headaches and drama were not cool. I always thought that having a baby would change everything, yeah. Don't know why I was in and out of courtrooms, cause I was more than responsible, I came through. If I had to rewind it, all I would not change anything, cause I got you.
Give it up for my little baby girl.
Can start my day off new. Feel so good to fix some breakfast. I make sure I check the lesson. Cause one of these days, gonna step away and I'll be good when they fall back to.
If I was low, if I couldn't go, if I was broke,
Speaking about ADHD, you are now listening to The Power of Thoughts with your host, me, Tiana Speaks, and my special guest has been giving us so much great information, Sam Led, who is a wonderful coach and does so many different things to help people navigate their lives and sees ADHD as a positive thing and not a negative thing. So we have caller two in. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello, my friend Tiana Speaks. This is Ava Holly. How are
Hi.
You?
I'm good. How are you?
How are you doing tonight? I'm good. I'm going to give a shout out to your wonderful guest, Sam. You speak so beautifully. It's so nice to listen to you. I have to laugh at Clever, man. We all have a little something, he says, like the zodiac signs. Everybody has a little filter of each one.
We know he's crazy, but we know.
Oh, my gosh. I love him. Anyway, I have to talk about that mind wandering. I so related to what you said, like sometimes you're watching a TV show and then like what happened to the last 10 minutes of it, you don't even know. And I think today, I think today we have so much intel thrown at us that our minds are constantly, I mean, I know for me and for you that I know you as a friend and for some other people that I know, our minds are constantly working. Maybe it's the entrepreneur thing, but our minds are always working. And it seems like you said, time is just going so fast and there's so much intel that we have to learn when to slow down and like Sam said, when to focus. And when you focus and you're in the moment, you know, you're right on and you're spot on. And I always believe that everything leads you to where you are. You talked about working for a company that, you know, you did some things and, you know, you didn't really know that much about the business and then look where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think those are stepping stones, which is what we're going to talk about on my show next week, stepping stones to where you get to, how you got there and, you know, how you take those next steps. So I'm just enjoying your show. You're always so amazing and I love your guest.
Thank you.
Have a great show.
You know, I wanted to comment on you said you want to, sorry, go ahead, on the call for 5 hours and it just kind of naturally you got the job at working for the record company. That's an example of pure presence that when we are interested in something with the ADHD brain, we're really interested in something, we just know what to do. Like that's wisdom. Like our wisdom is underneath all the noise of our thinking. We don't make the best decisions in our life. We don't fall in love. We don't get the dream job. We don't do all those things with our intellect. And when we're present to what is, when we are completely present in this moment as I'm talking to you, we just know what to do. Just like there's gravity. Gravity knows what to do, right? Just like, you know, the sun, well, we will always, hopefully, will always come up in the morning. It will always set, you know, rise in the east and set in the west. Like, there's a divine intelligence within us that is guiding us along this river of life. You know, life is being lived through us, okay? And ADHD is just a machine between our ears that just works differently. And I really want to, you know, make that point really true to your listeners that maybe have that diagnosis or just, you know, are struggling right now. Like, when you get present, we drop into the present moment all day long. We just don't pay attention to it. We're literally in a walking meditation all day long. We just don't pay attention to it because it's the quiet space. It's that, you know, that liminal space where our thinking slows down. It's that space, as one of my favorite, my mentors, one of my favorite coaches, his name is Michael Neal, talks about, it's the space before thought. When we are just present, we have this sense of knowing, this sense of satisfaction. We just feel good for no reason. And everything outside of our life could be, you know, problematic. We could have, you know, we could be in debt. We could have health issues, but we just feel calm and present for no reason. That's the space where you decided to take that job, got that job, where things just flow for no reason. We tap into that space all day long. We just don't pay attention to it because it's like a silent piccolo. You know, the rock concert between our ears is the noise. And there's nothing wrong with the intellect. And there's nothing wrong with the ADHD brain. We just have to really kind of have, you know, practice more discernment. And there's nothing to practice because we do it naturally if we start fighting against what's true and what's not true. And when we are bumping up against our intellect, when we are trying to really push through lots of pressure to figure out the solutions to our problems, when we're trying to figure out how our mind works, that's when we get into trouble. That's when we have anxiety and depression and overwhelm and feel like the world's on top of us. We need that's a call to presence. That's a call to prayer, I sometimes say it. And when we can do that, we see that when we are having our ADHD moments, we're not present. And again, I'm not taking away the fact that it can be really problematic. You know, I just like any other person with the diagnosis, have my bad days. But it doesn't mean that tomorrow will be a better day. It doesn't mean that I'm going to have a bad day tomorrow. Tomorrow's another day. But I also see it as there's some wisdom in the pain. There's wisdom in the pain because the pain, the suffering, the overwhelm, the anxiety, the time blindness, all that stuff is my perfectly designed neuromachinery. My brain, my laptop computer between my ears telling me that I'm not present and that I need to, you know, get really curious about my thinking because, you know, our quality, our state of mind, the quality of our thinking always fluctuates during the day. You know, we wake up in the morning, we're feeling crummy, and then within an hour, we're feeling great again. So you can't trust your mood. You can't trust state of mind. And just knowing that, just getting curious, putting the white lab coat on and getting really curious about state of mind, which is a deal for the ADHD brain, you don't take it seriously when our thinking goes sideways, when we're overwhelmed, when someone cuts us off on the freeway and we take it as a personal assault to our ego. In an hour from there, we're going to be on to fresh thinking. Mm-hmm. We're going to be on to new and whole new experience. So that's what I say, like ADHD is not the issue. Now, there are times when you know, we really can, you know, we lose our keys and then we go into panic mode. But once we stop getting out of panic mode, once our thinking calms down, we find our keys. If we stop trying to, you know, find our keys, we find our keys. If that makes any sense.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. So, now I want to get your final thoughts. What do you want to tell the world? And please tell people what you do and where to find you and talk about your book.
Sure. My book is called Beyond ADHD. It's going to be out, we're thinking, late summer, fall at this point. And I share my journey through small personal stories about my experience and how mind really works, how I learn through through my own, you know, stumbles and falls and mistakes that you know, I'm there's nothing wrong with me. I just had to learn how to use my mind to work for me. And the book will be up again late summer, early fall. And I'm a transformation coach. I work with folks with ADHD and neurodiverse folks and help them to see, like, you know what, this life's a gift. Let's make the best of it. And then, you know, helping people kind of redirect them back to what they already know, which is this inner wisdom that they have, that we all have, this inner well-being underneath all the labels and conditioning of our ADHD brain that we've been taught to believe is true, but actually it isn't. That we, you know, if we take our hands off our thinking, sometimes we actually find the solutions to our problems and we become successful in life. My website is samledsconsulting.com. If you want to book a consultation, you can check me out on Instagram. I do these kind of funky videos about ADHD. They're a lot of fun. It's samled111, which is my Instagram profile. And you can also check me out on Facebook. And it's just been a pleasure to be on your show today.
I'm so glad to hear that. And thank you for having the time and making the time, I would say, to come on the show to share the information to people who need it, because it's important to me. That's the most important thing is for me, to touch people and let them know that they're not alone. And I really appreciate it very much. And thank you. And now we will have Ingozi time.
The way you treat me. outstanding results tonight by Tiana Speaks. And, of course, before I go into my go-to time, we have another outstanding rookie for the class of 2023 that I'd like to speak, you know, to Tiana, even though Tiana's on mute. Caller, you're live and direct with the Power of Thought.
Peace, peace, peace. This is J.A. Track of the Soul Genius and Plue Show. Next episode coming June 22nd at 9:30. I just wanted to give my love, you know, give flowers to Tiana Speaks, especially to her guests and to tonight's topic. I came in a little bit late, but from what I was able to glean from this conversation regarding the neurodivergent, you know, it was refreshing being able to hear perspectives that looked at these quote-unquote disorders as less disease and more indicators of a means in which we are reminded to get back into alignment, or we are reminded to get back into the equilibrium of a natural, more functional state of being. So I just wanted to send my love off to Sam Led and especially to Tiana Speaks. You know what I'm saying? That's all, folks. Much love and peace.
Thank you. Thank you, Jenny. I really appreciate you calling in always and always. You always drop knowledge, whether it's your show or whether you're calling in on someone else. It's always nice to hear your voice, and I always appreciate your support, and I want you to know that. Thank you for your support.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, we thank Jenny H-Rat, who's part of our wonderful Beverly Nation, as well as the read host here, Tiana Speaks. What a wonderful show. Talking about HD, you know, H, whatever, you know, outfits they want to give it. HD, right? Whatever. A lot of kids have been blessed to be great with the so-called diagnosis. A lot of times parents want to give medicine to these kids. Now, you know, that is something that is not right in our communities. These kids don't need medicine, period, at all. And, you know, all the Adderall and, you know, different things they want to do. Let these children just breathe and live. Please. Please. There's nothing wrong with these children. Because, like I said, the most creative kids, the geniuses, people who have cured all types of diseases, who have set NASA afloat in the universe, have been ADHD kids around the world. So I just want to say that, you know, because, you know, it's something near and dear to my heart. You know, a lot of times people who are active get misdiagnosed. That's a problem for me. Definitely for people here in Beverly Nation. No. No. We don't need medicine for our kids. We need guidance, instruction, and love. And rear them up in the right ways, please, before it's too late. We're off tomorrow night, but again, you know, on Sunday we'll be right back here with News Forum with Dr. Chinchilla J. And we will start again, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, WBNN has advertising through and go-to time multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter. And then go-to underscore time, Ola Dunning Malay, go-to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or want for program tonight, Ola Dunning Malay, goes with my gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dunning Malay, when go-to saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Please, folks, don't get caught up in the alphabet. Because that's not what you're going to get. We got brilliant kids out here, right, Tiana? That are here to be great. Let's nurture those kids. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, with your fake diagnosis, and I try to make fun of you tonight. And I didn't try. I did make fun of you. Because there's nothing wrong with these children, period. And I said what I said. And now back to the 2023 new host of Beverly Nation, Tiana Speaks.
So, everyone, I hope that you enjoyed the show. There was two things that I wanted to just touch on quickly, and that's hyperacusis and misophonia. Hyperacusis is increased sensitivity to sound and a low tolerance for environmental noise. Definitions of hyperacusis can vary significantly, and it can refer to normal noises being perceived as loud, annoying, painful, fear-inducing, or a combination of those, and is often categorized into four subtypes: loudness, pain, annoyance, and fear. It can be highly debilitating hearing disorder. Hyperacusis is often coincident with tinnitus. The latter is more common, and there is more important differences between their involved mechanism. Little is known about the prevalence of hyperacusis, in part due to the degree of variation in the terms of definition. Now, I have hyperacusis, and let me tell you, it's very difficult to deal with, like motorcycles, loud noises, loud music. It depends on the song. It depends on the frequency of the noise. It is painful, and it actually feels like a knife stabbing you in your ears. And I mean that literally. That's what it feels like, and people don't understand this. So it's hard sometimes to talk to certain people on the phone. Now, there is also something called misophonia, and it's a phenomenon that causes strong emotions and reactions to certain trigger sounds. While it is an officially recognized condition, experts still recognize this, what it is and how it can affect you. Now, misophonia is if you don't like people chewing, laughing. For instance, there are certain things like the other day with hyperacusis, there was someone with a walker walking towards me with my window down, and the walker was dragging against the ground. And I couldn't wait for this lady to get past me because it was so painful for me. I didn't know this lady, but she was killing me inside. So I took a survey, or I would say not a survey, a questionnaire for ADHD, and it also said things that you have sensory disorders with certain things when it comes to sound, to light, and things like that. We didn't get to touch on that today, but I want to let you know if you do have these things that you are not alone. You are not alone if you do lose focus. It doesn't mean that you are not intelligent. It is just something that maybe we have to work on, you know, for me personally. Each person is different, and I don't want you to feel as though that you cannot succeed if you can't focus. Just find a way. Find a way. And I like how my guest spoke about it in a positive manner because I never looked at it like that. I don't feel it's necessarily a negative thing, but I know that it hinders me at times because I feel overwhelmed. And honestly, the reason why I did this show is because of a video I saw with Trevor Noah talked about ADHD and his actual experiences with depression and things like that. I don't necessarily suffer with depression, but when I feel overstimulated, it can be depressing, and I just want to stay to myself. So, you know, some people won't recognize this, and some people will make comments, you know, as if they are medical professionals, but you have to know what is real for yourself, and don't let anything that anybody says get to you at all. Because what is real to you, if they don't understand, that's okay. It doesn't make it not real for you. Your perception doesn't have to be someone else's for it to be real for you. You live what you live every day. And I would like to say I hope that there is something that is you're able to get a hold of in your life if you feel overwhelmed, you feel like you don't have control over your thoughts and things like that, and you feel hindered. Just take a deep breath and focus, and if anybody is in your way in your life that is making you feel overwhelmed or there's things, move them out the way and conquer your goal, and don't let anybody stop you. And that's what I have to say. And you can find me at Speaks Radio on IG, and you can also email me at speaksradiolive@gmail.com. Make sure you listen to all of our wonderful hosts. We have a new show every single day of the month except for Saturday. We're not on Saturdays. And you'll be able to listen to another show on Sunday to the wonderful Dr. Chinchilla at 9:30 p.m. Daylight Savings Time. So I will see you on my next show. God bless.